Support for today's episode of Lip Service comes from Third Love. When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit. Right?
Right. It's hard to find the right fit.
And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in size AA through G and half cup sizes. Third Love.
I feel that. It's hard to find the right bra size or the right bra. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smooth memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel good. You can find your perfect bra in seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder.
And you can try one of Third Love's best-selling bras free for 30 days and just pay $2.99 for shipping. Make sure you really give this bra the business. Cut the tags off, wash it, wear it, work out in it.
Work out.
All of that. See how easily a perfect fitting bra fits into your life. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, you can always return it or exchange it for free.
That's interesting because I've been starting to work out a little more. So to work out in it, that sounds good to me.
Third Love bra is perfect.
Go to thirdlove.com/lipservice now to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/lipservice to try your new favorite bra for free.
All right, what's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
It's Avian.
Gigi's, by the way, it was her birthday.
Yeah, so happy birthday, G.
Beautiful vacation. And we got Fat Boy here with us.
What's up? Hey. What's up? We in the building.
There's a lot of pressure on him to be funny today, so.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, that's easy, though, because it's natural. It's organic.
All right, good. Well, let's keep it organic. Yeah. Now, we start off with our sex tip. How do you make sure a woman has an orgasm every single time?
Oh, damn.
Get right, to, right into Fat it. Boy.
Right into it. Is this a sister?
No.
We can
curse.
Say anything.
You can say anything.
I'm saying, you know, I finger the pussy. Like,
wow, you had the first fingerer we've had.
Yeah, I finger the pussy. And I lick on it a little bit.
Lick on what?
The click.
Okay, I didn't know you said lick on her. It could be anywhere.
Yeah,
okay, so you make her, you finger, you like you pop it or you like play with it? Like
nah,
the
I use two fingers. I use these two fingers and I just put it in, you know what I mean?
Okay. That's and he's his third finger and his ring finger.
Yeah.
You make her lick it afterwards, your fingers?
Yeah.
That's sexy.
So you finger her while you lick it? Or is it like alternating and...
Yeah, alternating.
Okay,
I finger it, then, you know what I mean? I lick it, then I put my fingers in her mouth, you know.
And that guarantees an orgasm. Would you rather that she come, like, in your mouth, or would you rather she come during penetration?
During penetration. During penetration.
Ladies, how would you rather come?
Penetration, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. She looked like she's having a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had a flashback. What about you, Steph?
I like the internal like penetration orgasm because it just feels it's a little different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when I'm masturbating, I can make myself come from, you know, clitoral stimulation.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's nothing special, but when a guy can actually make you come from the inside, it's different.
I think for me, it's like anytime you can make me orgasm anyway, whether it be
I'll
finger or tongue, I'll take it.
Right.
But like, you know, if you fingering me or like you eating me out, I'm just like, yo, I need that dick. Like, come
right,
here, please.
Right, me too.
Do you ever eat her out and then like put your finger in her butt too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm nasty. So I do all, I'm nasty. I suck the toes and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nasty. Sweet.
Yeah,
does nasty. Anybody in here like having their toes licked?
I've had my toes sucked a couple times, man, and I gotta say, I think it's more exciting for the guy.
The best. Yeah, it's the best
for the guy.
I think it's more exciting for the guy. Yeah, because for me, it's like, why?
Yeah,
like this tickles. This is stupid. Why is this happening? Like, I haven't gotten a pedicure in like a week.
Right.
Like, why are you doing right this?
Yeah, when is that? Like, when would you suck her toes? Like, if you see that her toes aren't done, would you?
Oh my God.
You don't give a fuck.
If they ain't done, if they bad, like if they bad. That ain't done, then I ain't doing it. But if they
looking good.
They looking good. I'm doing it ASAP.
She got that white nail polish.
What? That's my
and guys
favorite.
Always oh want to suck God. Toes in awkward moments. You know what I mean? Oh, like man. You're like in like he's up and you're laying on your
missionary
back
and your legs
and your
up
legs
in the air.
Are
yeah.
and your feet are yeah. in the face and then boom, a toe is in his mouth. Like why?
It does kind of sometimes it might like prevent the moment from happening. Like can you please not lick my
toe? I'm telling you, it's like oh you just now I'm laughing. Now it's funny. Now you did something funny.
Ticklish.
All right, now I want to see Oh, we were talking about hedonism before you got here, right? Because I think we're all going to go to hedonism.
What's hedonism?
It's in Jamaica. It's a resort where everybody's naked.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go there too.
You would?
Liddy.
All right, so...
I ain't scared.
So we would you all be naked like at hedonism if everybody else was?
I wouldn't. I shot Smooth Magazine in hedonism, and I was naked a lot of the time, but only when I was with crew people, because it's like everybody's naked and guys are like kind of awkward about it, like, and it's like, you know, it's kind of, when the thing, I love hedonism though, it's really fun, but the only, like, it's kind of awkward to see guys walking around with soft dicks all over the place.
You know, keep it real, fat boy, you don't want nobody to look at you soft.
Nah,
that's the only reason why it's awkward, you
nah
know?
As soon as I hit hedonism, I know I'm hard. I know I'm gonna be hard.
You don't
be
know what it's like.
Shit gonna be stiff. It's gonna be rock. Walking through, anyway, they gonna be like, be rock.
I don't know. It's interesting because I feel like if everyone's naked, you would feel comfortable being mm-hmm. naked. But I think for me, having everybody look at you like that and
like,
then seeing,
why this bitch got clothes on?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I don't think I'll do it though. I don't think I'll be naked. I'll probably walk around with a little thong and a cute top, but nah.
Should I be ass naked?
Yeah.
Walking up and down the beach, playing football or anything.
But I think it's easier for a guy. I mean, it's easy for some girls too, but I think guys don't give a fuck.
No, but at hedonism, when you're wearing clothes, they make you feel uncomfortable.
Right, they're
about
like, why are you here?
Exactly.
You're like a spy.
It's more like you're more comfortable when you're naked than when you're wearing clothes, because when you're wearing clothes, everybody's like,
are you comfortable naked and soft though? Because you're not gonna be hard the whole time.
No. I'm saying.
Are you a shower or a grower?
I'm a grower.
Because you know, sometimes you see the guy's penis and he's flaccid, as they say, mm-hmm. as in limp.
Yeah,
it looked awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, I don't know if I want to do that. But then some guys just bust up out like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. So how is that like? At hedonism, when everyone's naked, I'm sure there are guys that will get a hard on. So are they walking around with like a hard on?
I'm like, yo, watch out.
Yeah, stay away.
Here's the thing, they approach you soft, and then as they're talking to you, it starts growing. And it's like,
that's
weird.
That's heat. That's you're like a dog in heat.
Yeah, you're trying to not look at him.
That's a dog in heat.
But that is weird. If you with your boys and like you're like, yo man, let's get a drink.
Nah, watch out. Move. What's my move, bro? You know that your homies, they try to, yo, what's up? But nah, watch out. But don't touch me.
Oh, you guys chilling at the bar and a bunch of girls walk by naked and all your boys, shit starts going hard. That's weird.
Watch out.
But guys get erections at like weird random times, right?
Yeah, I used to get it at gym all the time.
Damn, that's awkward.
Gym all the time, and then it'd be so crazy. You gotta, it's crazy.
What's more awkward though, getting an erection at like a weird time or not getting one?
If you had to choose,
I don't know. I'm saying getting one.
Yeah.
I'd rather get it than not get it.
Yeah.
I think not getting it is a more awkward time.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
But sometimes guys get like really drunk. By the way, we have drinks for you if you want something.
I appreciate it. Got the effing.
Yeah, we got you because we heard that's what you like.
Yeah.
You want lemonade with it or what?
Yeah, I get some Simply Lemonade with it. I appreciate that.
We just want to make sure you're taken care of.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Angelique. Thank you so much.
Now, we're going to play a little game because I just want to see how much you guys really know about different sex terminology and how many things you've tried. Okay. Do you know what is the supernova?
The supernova,
wow. Stephanie, I'm looking at you.
Amy? The supernova, I'm going to guess.
Okay, guess.
Can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
The supernova is when a guy cream pies your ass.
Now, how did you come up with that?
I don't know.
That's when a girl fills her mouth with Pop Rocks and then gives you a blowjob.
Oh, that's awful. Who Pop wants Rock? That?
That's the candy? Candy that like pops in your mouth?
Wow.
Oh, that's I knew so much.
That's awful.
Would you try that?
Hell yeah, I try it.
Have you tried it before?
Nah, I never tried
it. What would that feel like, though?
How is that?
Yeah.
You ever been chewing gum and gave somebody a blowjob and been like, oh, man?
You got to move it to the side under your tongue.
You got to swallow the gum.
One time I was drunk and I was giving a guy head with gum in my mouth and I totally forgot it was there. I swear I remember putting the gum in my mouth and I just, next thing I know, I wake up and I got gum in my hair. Shit, it went into my hair.
Gum and cum.
Yup.
All right, here's another thing. Now, I've never heard of this. The Kentucky Klondike Bar.
No idea.
Come on, Angela. Where are you getting these from? I don't even know these.
Urban Dictionary. Okay. This is when you freeze a bowel movement and then you penetrate somebody with the frozen bowel movement.
That's disgusting.
What?
What does that mean?
In other words, you take a piece of shit, freeze it, and then take the frozen shit.
Oh, no, we ain't doing
fuck
that.
Fuck somebody with it.
Get the fuck
out. You get sick off that.
Yeah.
You get sick. Fuck it, dog.
And then, God forbid, it melts inside.
That's a weird, shitty fetish. Yeah. See what you did there?
Who's doing that?
Have you ever penetrated your girlfriend with an object?
Yeah.
Is it like a real dildo or a vibrator or just an object like a?
It was this plastic thing, this white plastic thing.
See, now you could get sick off that.
You could.
Did you put a condom on it?
Nah.
What's
did you sanitize it?
Plastic thing.
It was from Spencer's. She doesn't remember this. Nah, she remember. She just said, "Oh, yeah."
She's here, by the way.
He said it was from Spencer's.
It's Spencer's. Yeah, we paid $20 for it. It
was probably a massager.
Yeah, it was a massager.
You didn't describe that well. This white plastic thing. From Spencer's.
Yeah, it was like a.
You better not tell these people.
Do you like using toys?
I'm saying, yeah, I'm a freak.
Right.
I was born in November.
Okay.
So you're a Scorpio?
Scorpio, yeah.
Scorpios are freaks, but they're also cheaters.
Yep.
Oh, he looked down. She said, mm-hmm. That's a fact. I had a Scorpio boyfriend at one point that was definitely a cheater. Now, a lot of people also have written in some questions. We'll get back to some of these terminologies, and I want to see what you think about this, okay? One girl is asking, she's saying she's the only young black woman in her department at work, and she wants to go on a few nice trips to celebrate her success, but her friends ain't got the money for that. Is it safe for her to travel alone?
Nah, hell no. Tell her friends, get their bags up. Go do something. Go out with your friend and have some good time.
Like, have you ever been on vacation by yourself?
Nah, hell no, because I bring my niggas with me. Bring my homies with me, you know what I mean?
Well, I've traveled by myself a lot. And I just feel like it depends on where you're going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go to Paris or to... I feel like London is safe to go by yourself, mm-hmm. but Paris is not. And I feel like Miami, you can go by yourself. You're probably going to meet a lot of people.
That's what depends on what hotel you stay in.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I just feel like it depends. And just certain places, like, I wouldn't recommend going to the Caribbean by yourself.
And for how long, too, you're going?
It also depends in the Caribbean what island you're going to, because some mm-hmm. of them... Like,
I wouldn't recommend Puerto Rico by yourself, and I wouldn't recommend Dominican Republic by yourself.
If you're staying like on a resort and you're not really going to,
is that, you know, those places are crazy. Mexico by yourself, those are like mm-hmm. the heat makes people a little strange. Yeah.
I think it depends on who you are, how long you're going for, and what you're going for. Because if you're going for like a week and a half by yourself, exploring everything, it's kind of long. And then you're going to want to talk to people, get to know people in the town, and you don't necessarily really know who they are or what their intentions are.
But I have to say, man, I've traveled. I used to go to Miami by myself all the time. I used to go to Miami by myself before. Like now, anywhere I go, I'm going to know people everywhere I go. But before, I didn't really know people. I knew a handful of people. And I'm not gonna lie, it's not fun. It's not fun being by yourself on vacation.
Yeah, it's not fun. I like to be with my day ones. I like to, you know what I mean?
Would you rather go on vacation with your boys or your girl?
Both.
Nope.
Good answer.
You gotta pick one.
Oh, I gotta pick one. Oh, man.
Because they all in here. Everybody looking like,
mm-hmm. I said my girl. I want to go with my girl.
You have to say your girl. Yeah. I can't even believe that you had to think about
that. Wasn't thinking. I already knew what I was.
He said, I wasn't thinking
I'll go with my girl.
She looked mad as hell right now. What's a good vacation? Okay, let's say she wants to go somewhere. You want to surprise her. Are you a planner or does she got to plan it and you just...
Yeah, she got to plan it and mm-hmm. then I just pay for it.
That's fair enough. Can she go on vacation with her friends? A girl's trip?
No.
What?
Why?
You be going with your boys, your day ones?
What's wrong with that?
You gotta go with her day ones?
Why?
Nah, she can't go because I don't know some of her friends' hoes or not.
Just like she don't know some of your boys.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. That's understandable, but I wear the pants in the relationship, so she not going. I said no.
Now, fat boy, are some of your friends' hoes?
Nah, we all cool.
Right.
That giggle.
That's the right answer. He's not supposed to be ratting on his friends.
Yeah, we not. They don't do nothing.
See? Good answer.
They be chilling. They don't do nothing.
Because you can't never admit to your girl, yes, they hoe. Because then she's going to say, I don't want you with them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake you can make in a relationship. Tell your significant, your friends' business.
Oh, you don't it's never the want to
worst.
Do
but I think as a woman, you know who's who.
And yeah, and but right. You have to. When you're in a relationship with somebody and you're spending a lot of alone time with them, you're talking with them.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? That your friend texts you and he's like, oh, what's up? And like, right. You're telling him. You don't even mean to tell on your friend.
Right.
You know, it's just random conversation with your man. And now 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, I'm going to go over here with XYZ. Yeah. And he's like, after she was doing that whole right. shit, you cannot
tell your friend. Yeah. Imagine you tell your boyfriend, man, my friend just sucked 3 dicks in one night.
Right.
And then you want to go
Or even just being around. Like, if you out with your man and his friends are around and they doing something funny or vice versa, he's out with you and your girls and she's acting mixy, they're going to look at that and be like, is this how it always is?
Mm. Right.
I don't care how they act. She's not going. Nah, she's not going.
What if it's like somebody's getting married? It's the bachelorette weekend.
Oh, nah, you still ain't going because you know it's going to be strippers, male strippers. Like,
what do you think women are doing with male strippers, though? Come on.
Right.
You never know.
So, I think it's more likely.
In other words, you're not going to the strip club either because we can't trust
that. Yeah, I'm going to the strip club. I take my girl to the strip club, too.
I think it's more likely for a guy to have sex with a stripper or like during the whole bachelor party shit than a girl is.
Spa days.
I agree.
Even if there's a stripper,
we do spa days and
we do girl
crap.
We go to dinner.
Even if there's a stripper.
Do spa days with each other?
Nah, but I do it.
Like, yo, bro, let's go get a facial.
Yeah, I do it. I get my feet in my nose. I get my like
clean. I see the little polish.
You know what I mean? You know, shine light.
Some light.
Yeah, shine light.
All right, here's the next question. This one person said, I was in a relationship for 4 years. The latter 2 of the years, I moved to Charlotte while she stayed in VA. Long story short, we've been trying the long distance thing. However, recently I'm feeling disconnected to her. I'm not attracted to her mentally anymore. I realized this after I brought her around my new friends and she wouldn't socialize at all, which was a huge turnoff for me. How important is it to date somebody that gets along and socializes with your friends?
It's very important because if you don't, you're going to lose your friends.
Yeah, you feel separated.
Yeah.
Stephanie's like, I don't want to be around your friends.
I mean, I feel like this. I'm always that girlfriend that whoever I'm dating, their friends is like, you know what, Steph is so cool. Like,
right.
She's so down to earth. Like, I love Steph. We could watch football with Steph. Steph is amazing.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But as soon as the door closes and I'm with my man, I'm like, listen, I hate all of them niggas. They're awful. They hoes. Every time you do something, you try to blame one of them. Like,
Hey, man, what do you think?
But just to make him happy, I'm cool with everybody. Everybody
I'll be
loves me. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there like, oh, hey, what's up? Motherfucker.
Two-faced. Yeah. You two-faced.
That's a sacrifice I feel like you have to make for your lover. I don't expect for my lover to be cool with my friends, but if he wants me to be cool with his friends, I'm gonna treat them like humans.
I think it's a difference between being cool and being respectful,
right?
You know what I mean? Because you could like be around them and be respectful, but you might not necessarily favor them because of how they are or what they've done,
right?
But for me, I think it's important for my significant other to be cool with my friends. I'm not saying you got to go everywhere with us, but you know, I don't want to feel separated. I don't want to feel like, you know, there's a weird energy every time I say I'm going out with my friends or when I tell my friends I'm going out with my man. You know what I mean?
When your friends don't like
you. Yeah. Or when your man don't like your friends. Because I had an ex-boyfriend like that where I would want to bring him around my friends and he always want to be with me only. And I'm like, dude,
I don't like none of my girlfriends. Hmm? I don't like none of my girlfriends.
Why?
I just don't like them. I don't like them.
You seem overbearing in the relationship.
Right.
She can't go on trips with her friends. You don't like none of her friends.
I don't.
But what's your reasoning for not liking
them?
I'm
cool when I see them. What's up? Hey.
But what makes you not like them?
I don't like them.
Have they done anything?
Nah, but I just don't like them. Nah.
Let me guess why, if I could guess.
Why?
Okay. Have you fucked up in a relationship?
Yeah.
So and she told her friends?
I guess, yeah.
And so they probably were like, fuck him.
Yeah, that's
and now you don't like them.
Yeah, because they always.
But that's her friends. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they always on my Instagram, like, telling her what I'm doing. Like, man, y'all leave me alone. Like, I don't, like, I'm not.
That's her friend. That's her real friend.
Like,
too.
You know what I mean? Like, I comment, like, it don't even gotta, it'd be something simple, comment heart eyes underneath some other girl pic.
Oh, but that's not, simple.
But
right, not, right, right.
But listen.
Whoa.
But listen, that's a.
Let's talk about that. What's up with
it?
It
ain't even heart eyes. It's like for me,
you
like
said heart eyes.
Man, it's something like not heart, a different
like
emoji.
Eggplant.
Anything I put.
Anything flirty.
Anything
flirty.
It's flirting. Nah, we ain't doing
but
that.
But it looks
leave
so,
me alone.
But if your girl was to do that on another guy's picture, would you think that's casual? You would think that's flirting. You'd be upset.
I'm saying, yeah, I'd be mad.
Right.
I'd break the phone.
I posted a comment on a guy's picture and He was like, oh, so he was like, this nigga got 300 people commenting on this shit. You just got to be 301.
What'd you comment?
It was a heart. I commented that on Nicki Jam. I'm friends with Nicki Jam. That's my boy.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like, he has a wife and everything. Like, right. Puerto Rican, you know, connection. Mm-hmm. It's just my friend.
And it depends on the post, too, because I've posted, like, hearts on guys' things, but that's, like, if they have a picture of their family or
right, and it was something
like that.
It was, like, so he got an award or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I put
why
a heart, and
he was like, you had to be three.
He got 3,000 comments. You have to be 3,001.
But let's dissect this for a second. As women, we leave hard eyes under each other's pictures,
right?
Under other women's, whatever. Men, y'all don't leave hard eyes under each other's pictures.
Exactly.
So you can't be leaving them under some other woman's picture,
right?
But it wasn't like that. It was like I said. It was like they was getting an award or something.
Who was getting an award?
I don't know. They was getting something. They was graduating. They was graduating.
Can you say
you
feel me?
They was graduating.
They was graduating.
So I'm like,
they
all right,
got their diploma.
She was getting the key to the city.
Yeah.
She got her diploma.
She got a new car. Like, so I hooked up with a nice little car to make herself feel even better.
All right. But is it like, okay, what about your female friends? Do you have female friends?
Yeah, I got female friends.
Does your girl know them?
Yeah, she know them.
She said no.
She knows of them. Yeah, it's like
but
I got female
them.
Friends. It's not like I got female friends. I got my best friend. Like I got her tatted on me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like
what?
Yeah. That's my best friend.
That's before I came
to
the
picture. Are you cool with his best friend? Okay, yeah. So that's fine.
Did you have a hit?
Nah.
Why do you have your best friend tatted on you?
Because that's my best friend since fourth grade.
Okay.
But I never did nothing.
All right.
I could get that fourth grade, like
yeah.
You know.
I don't have
y'all
none of my
grew
friends
up together,
on.
But yeah, that's a strong statement.
Yeah, that's my best friend.
But you have your girl tatted on you too.
Yeah, on my back.
Okay, now was that her asking you to do that, or you just decided to do it?
I just did it.
Did you give her a heads up? Like
no, I just did it.
What kind of font do you want?
Nah, I was just in love.
What size?
He was in love?
Yeah, I'm still in love. So.
Aww, that's sweet. I love love. It's so beautiful. And so
it's good when a guy could admit it comfortably.
Right.
Yeah, that's real because you got to be real. You can't be in denial with yourself.
Yeah.
Strategically, you have to let them know.
Yeah.
Strategically. Oh, this is the wrong thing. All right, here's the next question that we got. All right, let's see. Okay, this person is asking for advice on a good way to get engaged to his girlfriend. He said, we've been together a little over 2 years. She's the love of my life. And I want to pop the question within the next 2 months, but I want it to be special. I don't want to do it at a restaurant or in some type of typical way that people normally propose. What's some advice?
You could take it to like, I like what Gucci did with his wife when they was at the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope to me. Yeah. I like shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but the season's over.
I know. Like I like.
You gotta wait.
I like different shit. Like I like don't. I don't know. I like the shit that Gucci did.
Okay, so something like at a game in front. So you want to do it in front of people?
Yeah, in front of people. So people go like, oh my god. Yeah.
You went.
Oh my god. Feeling.
I think a nice way to propose like send her on a scavenger hunt.
That's cute.
You know, with a bunch of notes and send her to different places where she could get different notes.
That's cool.
That would be nice
finally,
in the evening.
Yes, exactly. And then finally, when she gets there, he's like, with roses and on one knee. That'd be cute.
Yeah. Or put it in the cupcake and let her bite the cupcake and then the ring.
Or what if she's like, no, you know I'm on a diet. I don't want this cupcake.
You gonna eat it.
Or what if she's fasting?
Anyway, you gonna eat the cake. Eat the cake, Annie Mae.
What if she's fasting? Like, I be fasting and is just so hungry by the time she gets the cupcake, she just like...
And then she swallows the ring.
Damn, I have to get another ring.
That's what
I
would do. The good news is
it's gonna be in her stomach, so...
Yeah, she'll shit it out.
Yeah.
Like, baby, I got a surprise for you in the toilet. Hopefully your metabolism is right.
I like that scavenger hunt thing.
I think
that's cute.
Yeah, I think just listening to things that she likes that she's never done, right. You know, and taking that into consideration.
Yeah,
like
that's
if
scavenger
she,
hunt dope.
Yeah,
but
that's dope.
My mind ain't... I need creative. Some help with that.
Are you already thinking about what you're going to do?
Yeah, I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, we don't want to... She's right here, so we can't...
Yeah, I think just finding something that she likes. Like if she ever wanted to go somewhere and she, you know, never been able to, things like that.
All right, now here's another definition. I want to see if you guys know what this is. Sex talk. Cold lunch.
Cold lunch.
Cold lunch.
Who wants a cold lunch?
A cold lunch.
That sounds...
I don't know. I like hot when it comes to sex. So cold, I'm not sure about this.
That's ice and booty or something? Like,
yeah, what's cold lunch, man?
It is the simple sexual act of forcing yourself to throw up into another person's mouth. And then the other person has to eat it.
That's disgusting. Angela, she just picked the most disgusting.
Yeah, people actually like doing shit like that.
They
That's
definitely
disgusting.
Do. Trust me. Yeah, you know how many people go to Dubai and get shitted on?
Right. For a quick $10,000.
That's for a quick... Please. They
and
it
trust me,
less.
Freaky. What's the freakiest thing you... I know you say you're freaky.
Yeah.
Now, what's the freakiest thing that you've done?
I like to spit on... Like, I like to just spit on her, like...
Spit like in her mouth?
Yeah, in her face, everything.
Oh,
her back.
Shit.
Okay. I like to spit on her.
She over here like, babe, true.
Yeah.
I feel like once a guy spits in your mouth, that's it. You belong to him. You're owned.
She wouldn't trust it. She's like, oh, God, I need to redeem myself.
That's it. Just hang it up, throw in the towel. That's it. Yeah. You have an owner now.
Yeah. She said you don't spit on her face.
Yeah, but she chatting right now.
What about okay, what about her spitting on your face? Do you like that?
No.
Or spitting in your mouth?
I'm saying you could do that. It's cool.
Because
her spit is my spit.
Right.
We share the same DNA.
Right.
That's cute.
You know what I mean? We're one.
What about if she is giving you a blowjob and then she like sticks her thumb in your butt?
Oh, nah. Pop. Oh, nah.
Why did you move?
You're not doing that. No.
She laughing like, why you lying?
Nah,
men are
that.
So closed off to that. My guy is always like, anything but that.
Yeah, don't touch
Don't
me.
Touch
Don't me. Touch,
don't touch
booty.
The hole. Don't
do not touch this. No.
What about a tongue? Oh, he like his nipples licked. Okay.
Hey, yo.
Motorboat.
I'm saying, y'all like my nipples licked. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it 100.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I like my nipples licked.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong
I don't
with
think there's anything wrong with it either.
Nothing wrong with
it. The guy that I'm dealing with, I be fucking with him. Like, he thinks it's so weird and awkward to lick on his nipples. No. So we'll be laying down and I'll just start licking on his nipples. Yeah. And he'll be like, it's so weird.
But he likes it.
He doesn't.
He don't be like, stop.
That's what I tell him. I'm like, you like it. He's like, no, I don't. Like,
I think it's because men think of a girl getting her titties sucked where, you know, it's... That's not masculine.
Right.
But if it
feels good.
Like
it
whatever.
Right.
Some guys like you pinch their nipple while you're sucking their
See,
dick.
When I'm like caressing my guy's chest, I'll go over his nipple, but I won't like pull
there's
it or squeeze it because I feel like he'll be like, what?
You
but,
should try it.
Yeah, right?
There's guys who want you to like sprinkle
like
on
it.
Because here's
like
the thing, I think in general in sex, you can't ever ask somebody.
Just do it.
Just go.
You have to just do it because if you ask somebody and then they think about it, they're going to be like.
So just put your thumb in his butt.
Oh, nah.
Just put your thumb in his butt.
But he don't mind
don't
his
recommend
butt.
That.
You don't mind your butt licked, though.
Oh, my God. Nah. I ain't doing that.
Are you sure?
He sound a little he sound hesitant.
Nah, positive.
You
I'm
ever
positive.
Tried it?
Nah.
So how you know you don't like it?
I don't like it. I picture it in my mind already.
You just don't like the idea of it.
Yeah,
or like or the idea of like putting your leg spreading your legs that far.
You don't have to spread your legs like that.
I eat the booty. I eat the booty like groceries. I'm eating the booty. I'm eating it. Nah, I ain't getting my
Could you come from getting your nipples licked?
Yeah.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing. He said, yeah.
That's the first.
So,
I told you I'm a freak, so
Wait,
I was born in
have
November.
Have you ever come from that?
Yeah.
Wow. That's easy.
He's easy.
How long does it take, though? How long does she have to play with your nipples and lick them?
But wait, does she have to play with your nipples and like be jerking you off, or just
both? Just all that, like, you know,
or you just come just from the nipples without touching your dick?
Nah, you gotta touch the dick.
Yeah, you gotta. I can see it.
Giving you head while you I've made
a guy come before like that, like sucking on his nipple and jerking him off. Yeah, it comes like fast. Yeah, it comes fast. You just like lick on your palm a little bit, like make your palm wet, and you jerk a guy off and suck on his nipple. It makes him come fast.
It's a wrap.
It makes him come fast. They love
everything.
It.
Is out. It's gone.
Now, do you like if she masturbates in front of you?
Yeah.
Do you masturbate in front of her?
Yeah.
Lit.
I never had a guy masturbate in front of me.
You know what? When you're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, oh no, I'm not having sex tonight. I'm not in the mood. I got my period. I have a headache.
I'm going to sleep.
So next thing you know, you feel somebody squeezing on your ass and jerking their dick off, came on your leg and everything. Yeah.
I think for a man, or at least in the situations I've been in, like,
they do it.
They'll start jerking off, like, or like grabbing their dick, but then like they want the pussy. Sex. Yeah.
No,
he said no.
When I was in a relationship, I'm telling you, we lived together, and I'll be like, no, I'm not. I don't want to have sex tonight. Like, I'm tired, and the nigga will just come and jerk off, touching my ass. Like, you don't want to have sex? I gotta come.
Yep. Like, is it easy for you? Is it easy for you, Steph, to like play with your pussy in front of a guy?
It depends. If I'm being a little bitch, right, and we had sex, and because I'm real evil. This is some evil shit to do. Like, we'll have sex and, you know, like, it'll be done. If we finish having sex for like 25 minutes, and I'll be like, oh, you didn't even make me come. And I'll start masturbating right there. And they're always like, damn.
Yeah.
But secretly, they're like, I'm glad because I can't get hard again.
No, they never could.
Right.
Yeah. It's always like, oh, just stop. I'll give you, just give me like 10 minutes. Stop. Yeah.
What about you, Amy?
And that's also a good trick to get a guy to eat your pussy after you have sex, too.
Oh, right. Because I didn't come. You got to.
Yeah. It's a good trick. I've done that. Feel bad.
Like when we've done a couple rounds and I know his energy's out, and like, cause I could keep going. Like, yeah, I'll be tired. Yeah, as women, I could keep going. So like, I'll be tired. Like, yeah, after a couple rounds, but then my shit get wet, and I just play with my shit.
Right
in front of him, and then it'll turn him on, and then we'll probably fuck again. Or I just come
I'm telling you, it's
like, all right, babe.
It's a good trick. Like, once they worn out, and you're like, oh, you didn't even make me come, and you start masturbating, and they're either like, just wait, stop, just give me like a couple minutes, or they start eating your pussy.
So you They'll do that you so out. He could fuck you.
Yeah,
again.
I do it on purpose, just to make him feel bad. Like, look, you swore you was putting in all that work, and look at me now.
That is evil.
I'm telling you, it's evil as fuck, and it's fun. And
now, Fatboy, are you loud when you come?
Nah, I ain't loud. I just like the sensation. When the legs start getting weak, I like the sensation.
Oh, yeah, your knees give out, your legs give out.
I like when a guy like moans.
Yeah,
I think that's sexy.
You gotta make noise.
Yeah, a guy that's too quiet.
I don't make noise, but my eyes roll back to my head and stuff like
that.
Does
he make noise? Like,
not like screaming, but like you moan.
I don't make no noise. I don't scream.
Not screaming, but moaning. I think that's sexy. A guy that's too quiet is kind of weird.
I'm saying, if I ain't come in like a week span, I'm like, like that. But I don't really scream, but that, like, I don't do all that.
I think it's good when guys scream.
Yeah, it's sexy.
I like when a guy moans a little bit, and I like.
Did he
I
just
like
go
a little
again?
I like. And I like a little grunt when a guy's coming, like a little grunt, like,
Do you give the heads up, like, I'm about to come?
Yeah, of course.
All guys give that heads up.
Yeah,
you kind of have to.
But I'm simple though. I don't like I tell you this. Like, I'm simple. I'm fat too, so I don't like.
I'm fat.
I don't like hitting it from the front. Like, I like hitting it from the back. Like,
okay.
That's your favorite?
My favorite position is doggy style. Bend over. Look,
that's a lot of guys.
Put that ass
position.
Up in the air. Come here. Pap, pap, pap. I'm making this ass cheek red tonight. Pap, pap. And I slide in.
Why do men like slapping ass when they have sex?
It just makes me feel like, I'm making that shit red tonight.
Sounds a little violent.
Yeah, I like when a guy spanks me while we're having sex, because it makes me feel like he's in control. Like, being like, oh, daddy. You know,
but not
you
too hard. Do you like to hurt? You like it hard. To hurt, though.
No. I like it. I like for it to have some feeling to it. Like, not a little, oh, little
slap. Yeah, little slap.
Yeah. Nah, I want to hear that. I want to hear it. But
that grown man slap.
But you see, that's too much. That's too, yeah. That cock back was too far.
Yeah, you did a cock, you know, back. I don't know.
Like, I like a little cock, but not this.
But not, yeah. That, no, when you do the cock back, you got, if you real with it, you got to do the cock back, then come slow down.
That's a bitch slap. That's a bitch slap.
Then you just leave the hand put on the ass cheek and be like that all five.
Yeah, and I like but I think when you're drinking, you don't even really, kind of numb, you don't really feel it that much. So,
and until you wake up in the morning, like, what the fuck happened?
And then you got like a bruised up ass cheek, you pissed off.
The second time I'm on lip service, definitely fun, always good being with the ladies, talking sexy. Be sure to check out Blap Chat. It's a music production podcast that I co-host with Illmind. It's actually his podcast. He's a Grammy nominated producer, and we have Atlas the Plug and Glam on it. We interview all music producers from the industry and find out how they make your favorite records, from working with Drake to Future to Beyonce to Kanye West, you name it. So if you're into music production and you're into finding out how these songs are made, please be sure to check us out. We just did Ryan Leslie last week, and we've been getting great feedback from that. Be sure to follow us on Blap Chat, Instagram, Twitter, and make sure you follow me at Love Perfection on Instagram and Twitter. So check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Blap Chat. See you soon.
Now, did you guys see the story about the guy who was in court? His girlfriend died while giving him a blowjob. But his defense was that his dick was so big, and
she
unfortunately
choked.
She choked, and he actually won.
But how did she choke?
Wait. How did she die?
While giving him a blowjob, she died, and so he was saying that.
Well, what the fuck was he doing?
What was she doing?
He couldn't tell that she couldn't breathe.
She couldn't tell she couldn't breathe.
Right, like, get up.
Probably kept going.
Was he like,
or was he like, you know how some guys like push your head towards?
He should have went to jail for that.
You said he should have?
Yeah.
No, he was in court. He said he didn't kill her. It wasn't, you know, it was like he murdered her, but I guess
he suffocated her. He held her there because she knew when she tried to get up. He should have went to jail for that.
That's crazy.
He got up.
He said his dick was too big.
Dick that would make me not breathe.
And you know, I know my limit.
Exactly.
Right. You know your limit. That's like, the worst, when you're like sucking a dick and they try to push it down harder. Yeah. And you're like, all right.
Right.
Yes. Let me relax. You don't have to try to kill
that's
anybody.
How you know that judge was a man, because any woman would have been like, wait. Mm-hmm. He was holding her. He was
He probably kept pushing her head down, and she just couldn't.
I like to stick it all the way down her throat and let the tears come down.
Yeah, that's what Steph always say. You gotta cry.
Yeah, when you, I say that, right? That's mine and Gigi's favorite.
You gotta
thing to
cry
do. When you're. I think
this
that
is mine and Gigi's favorite.
And the makeup run off your face.
Yeah, like that's what, like when you're giving a good blowjob, you know, you got tears coming out your eyes, snot. You're like, you're breathing heavy. You know, it's fantastic. It's amazing.
Have you ever cried during sex?
Me cry?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Like, you've just been overwhelmed with love.
Never cried.
Or maybe you fucked up. What's the longest that your girl has held out on you because you fucked up?
Nah, not too long. Not too long.
Mm-hmm. That makeup sex?
Yeah, because if she, I don't know. If she ain't try to give me no sex, I just like not force it, but you know, like, you know what I mean?
Why what's the longest you could go without having sex?
Oh, no. Not even. If I could bust 10 times.
In a day.
I'll do it. But you know you can't, but yeah. I'll do it. Y'all could bust all day. All damn day. Like,
you know, here's the thing. This Uh-oh. Is like, I feel like, all right, because you guys know I've been through, even on the show, there was a time that I was in a relationship for mm-hmm. a year, and then there was a time that I was single for about a year, and now again, I'm dating somebody, you know, I'm only dating him, mm-hmm. right? And I find, you know, when I'm single, I don't have as much sex as I have when I'm in a relationship.
Right, of course. You have a steady dick. That's the point of a relationship.
That's the thing. So, you know, like, I just feel like my pussy needs a break. You know what I mean? Like, when I was in my relationship with my son's father, we used to have sex all the time. But I feel like I was a little younger at that time. And now I just feel like I can't have sex every day. Like, I feel like my pussy's going to fall apart if I have sex every single day. You know?
Oh God!
So
your pussy is not gonna fall apart.
I feel like I'm just like, damn, like I cannot take a baby that popped dick out of there, so Steph. Much.
Right?
No, man, a big ass baby too. My baby was
trust
big.
Me, you'll be fine. Our pussy snap right back.
Oh God!
The snap back
every day.
And do you pretty every, much?
Yeah,
but I want to fuck every day.
I get what Stephanie's saying because like after a couple rounds and shit, you're like
my pussy's like throbbing, and I'm like, oh, is it okay?
My pussy's broken.
I'm like in the bathtub crying, like, oh
my God.
But then you need a couple hours, and then you're good to go again.
Right, horny.
All right, here's another question somebody wrote in. I'm a 26-year-old young man from Jersey, but I live in Philly now.
Shout out Jersey in the building.
I was with my ex for about 3 years. He was arrested for drug trafficking and is doing 5 years. I told him I would stay by him and hold him down while he was locked up. Skip ahead a year later and I met this guy who was a detective for the Philadelphia Police Department, and yeah, I'm gay, and yeah, they both aren't out, but me and the detective hit it off and I'm really starting to catch feelings, and he said he is also, but I feel like what I'm doing is wrong because I love my ex, but he's in jail. What should I do?
That's such an interesting thing. Man. Just being with like
them guys right there.
Yes, it's all guys. Oh, three men. That's put, three men. No little baby.
That's so interesting.
Let me get my effort to start.
That's so interesting. Just the transition of the relationship. Way. Like he went from being with the criminal to being with
the. Here's the thing. Here's the truth about the. This is the real answer. This is, don't feel bad. Stay with the guy who has a career. Stay with the detective. The other one is definitely 100% cheating on you in jail.
Oh, listen.
So
he is in jail.
Exactly.
Going,
he's doing hedonism in jail. All right.
All right. But in general, okay, aside from just this, if somebody gets locked up in a relationship, do you think that you have to wait and hold them down? Like say they're locked up for 3 years.
It's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. If she don't, I know, man, she ain't gonna hold me down.
Aww.
Nah, I'm not talking about my girl. I'm just saying.
You are. You said she ain't gonna hold me down. She just looked crazy. Just said,
nah, I'm saying not her.
Y'all about to fight.
I think
fight.
She gonna hold me. I don't know.
Y'all about to fight.
Y'all don't know. I can't believe it. 3 years is a long time.
Yeah.
I can't predict it. I can't. To me, a woman's perspective, she ain't gonna hold
me down. So could you hold her down for 3 years?
Never.
No.
No,
I could. I'll probably try.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. You can try.
As much as I can.
Yeah, I think you can try, but there's nothing wrong if you move on because realistically, people need intimacy. People need someone to talk to be there for you. And it depends, like the relationship, how long you guys were together, the history you have. You know,
but you know, I feel like when you're saying you're gonna hold somebody down in jail, it does not necessarily mean that you're not gonna date other people while they're locked up. Mm-hmm. It's saying that you're gonna take care of them, you're gonna be there for them, you're gonna hold them down, you're gonna go to the visits, you're gonna put money on their books. Exactly. You know, that's how you hold a person down in jail. And I feel like a smart person who thinks logically and is realistic will know that you are going to be doing what you want on the outside. Mm-hmm. You know
what
I mean?
But would you want to know about it?
Yeah, I would want to know. Just let me know.
You know, I was willing, and I was like, I'm going to be with this person forever, and he's going to be in jail for XYZ amount of time,
this
and I'm going
to
hold it down.
Back to the beginning of lip service.
Right, and I'm going to hold it down. But he didn't give me the opportunity to hold him down because he broke up with me. And I have to say, the time passed. He's already out of jail, and I have to be honest with myself, and I have to say that no, there was no way I was not gonna cheat on him.
Mm-hmm. I think people grow.
He was right. He was smart. He did the right thing. Mm-hmm. Because I definitely 100% had one of like the best years ever in my sex life
while he was gone.
While he was in jail.
But people grow. I feel like like Fat Boy said, 3 years is a long time.
A long
so like you grow, feelings change, you meet different people,
I agree,
you have different
that.
Opportunities.
After the first 4 months, I'm gonna be beating my shit, but what I'm gonna after that.
And
you,
I honestly
what
think
I'm gonna do.
Can and it's not and it's also and it's sexual, but I think it's mental too.
For that,
you know what I mean?
For the
no,
person
for you
in jail.
Also. Like if you're out on the outside, you don't have someone mentally like stimulating your mind in that sense where you're even attracted to wait for them. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? You might meet somebody else that just does it for you all around, sexually, mentally.
And guys in jail always be mad at you.
Yeah.
Always.
Of course. God forbid you don't answer the phone.
Of course. Mm-hmm. They don't got nothing else to do.
I'm that type.
They make up all kind of scenarios.
Yeah, I'm that type.
Oh, so you couldn't answer the phone? Yeah. Like, I mean, I was I'm in a working. Meeting.
I'm working. I don't care if you're in a meeting. You answer this phone. If you see my car, you don't know what I could be going through. I could.
But that's how guys think.
Imagine stepping out. I was doing lip service. I couldn't answer.
That's how they feel.
Answer that phone. Answer that phone, Steph. If he call you right now, you got to answer that phone.
No, and honestly, when he was in the tombs down here in the city, there was a time I was working. Yes. I was here, and I didn't answer the call.
Let me see. Stephanie and I would be out, and she would go outside and be on the phone for like 2 hours.
Arguing.
And I'd be like, is she coming back? Did she eat her food?
Did she leave?
No. But, you know, I just feel like he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. I was definitely going to cheat on him. We were not going to last this time. I told him I was going to cheat on him before he went to jail.
Could you forgive somebody for cheating on you if you were locked up for 3 years?
But is that cheating?
You could forgive. It is if you... Yeah.
If you're still committed, like if you say you're still my man or I'm still your girl. Yeah.
You gotta understand, this is 2017, right? You're not coming home to 2020. You get it?
Okay, what about 6 months?
6 months, whoa.
Not 6 months, hold it down. Come on, six months.
Right.
No, I agree with that.
Right.
But I even, like Avian said, I feel like I grew in the time that he was away anyway. Like, you guys know, I don't feel like I'm the same person that I was when he went to jail, you know?
I was like, man, I wish Stephanie would just break up with this guy so she could have a good time. She would be miserable all the time.
Yeah, she would drink and get mad.
Yes, exactly. I would drink and get mad.
If you're in a relationship and you're miserable, like, more than you're not, then it's not a good one.
I agree. I totally agree.
Now, Fatboy, if you are with your woman and you come in her mouth, does she have to brush her teeth before she kisses you?
Yeah.
But shit's all swallowed, gone.
Nah, don't kiss me. Wait.
What if y'all in
I know
bed,
the term for like, that. It's snowballing.
Nah, I don't. It's just like, my girl, no. I just like, hold up. Just like.
But what if y'all in bed and like y'all laying there and then it's like 10, 20 minutes past and y'all cuddling and she kisses you?
Nah.
Nah, B.
Nah, I know. Because when I do it, boom, I get it. Ah, it's all in the. You feel me? Right. She go in the bathroom. She do what she do. No,
but maybe she just want to lay there and cuddle for a while. I'm not going to get it right away.
Not with no cum.
She
that is my cum.
It.
I'm not trying to. Nah,
taste yourself.
You said y'all have the same DNA.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do, but cum is different. That's
but it already went down her throat.
Yeah.
It already went down her throat.
Yeah, it went down her throat. Now go brush your teeth with Colgate. So
can she lick your nipples with that cum tongue?
Yeah, it don't matter because I can
take a shower.
It's
not in your mouth. It's not in your mouth.
Yeah, it's not in my mouth.
You just don't want to taste yourself.
Yeah, I don't. Nah,
I only know.
You don't want to know what you taste like?
No.
I know one guy. I know one guy that snowballs his girl. Girlfriend, she's one of my girlfriends, and she tells me, and he's bisexual. So there you go.
He's
bisexual, and he snowballs her like he comes in her mouth, and they kiss after he comes.
Got nothing to do with that.
But he's bisexual though.
But you think that's the reason why?
Yeah, I think that's the. Of course, that's the reason why.
Well, Amy and Stephanie, could you date a guy that was bisexual?
No,
I personally,
I'm good.
I don't know because it's
you
like
might have.
It's one thing. I think I've definitely
we don't know.
I think I've definitely had sex with a guy that is gay.
Okay,
once or twice in my lifetime.
Did you think it when like
I thought it? Well, one guy I thought it because he took like 2.5 fingers in his ass. That's too much.
Yeah,
that's just too much.
He put 3 fingers in his ass.
Yes. 2.5.
Yeah, he's gay.
Was that his choice or yours though? Yeah. Was that his choice or yours?
I didn't ask him. You want 3 fingers? I put one, and I was like, okay, let's try 2.
And what did
and
he
then
do?
I was like, let me put a little bit of the ring. And he was fine with
he
it.
He was just like, oh, shit, this shit.
He
nice.
Was loving like, it. He was loving it.
He was like,
it.
Yo, this shit good. Like,
he was loving it. So I'm definitely, you know. Terrible.
Would you have sex with him again after that?
No, no, no. He's actually engaged
to
a woman.
Okay. What about you, Avian? You think you ever had sex with a gay man or a bisexual?
That I know of? No. That I know of? No. Nah. I don't think I could have sex with somebody that's bisexual. I don't have anything against bisexuals,
right?
Like at all, but nah, just like my man that's strictly pussy. And
I mean, like now I gotta worry about these hoes, and now I gotta worry about these bros,
right?
Too. Like what the hell?
The hoes and the bros
and the bros,
right?
And the guy that says bros before hoes,
like, right? Oh, bros before hoes, for
okay,
real.
All right.
How many fingers you take?
Exactly, like. Damn,
you ain't got
bro.
Time fighting them. You
over
to,
here, bro, sliding with your bros.
Yeah,
like,
now I'm not even going into
it's
the spot.
It's funny how men and women are so different because Okay, guys don't mind if women have been with other women, right?
Yeah, I don't
that's care. Fine.
That's sexy it's to
preferable,
me.
Preferable, right?
I like that. I'm waiting to have a threesome.
And for women, we want to taste ourselves. Like, right. Stick your finger in our
pussy. Yeah. I like
put
it.
Put it
I
in
like
my mouth. But right. You don't want to taste yourself.
Nah, I don't.
See how different men and women are?
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, what's coming out of the vagina is like it's saucier. You
it's
know?
A different
like,
taste.
It's clear.
It's saucier.
Yeah, it's saucier.
But it is a different. Different taste though.
A guy's cum, it's like, you know, it's children. There's children. That's how kids
Happy
are.
Mother's Day.
You know what I mean? Like, right. It's you.
These
you make
things are alive.
Kids.
They're swimming.
Yeah, they're. It's like little tadpoles. You know.
Happy Mother's Day.
Like I like it Father's for Day's me, coming. But I don't think my man should like it for him. I don't think he should want.
I like licking the women. Frog kisses. It's mad saucier, like she said.
Yeah, he likes that.
Yeah men like that. And women's cum just taste different. So it, I could understand different. Why a
Do
man.
You tasted women's cum
when you. You taste own. Yourself when you
okay,
taste.
Okay, no, I'm just wondering because the way
she's
you
trying to trick you.
I've never been with a woman. She but like when you taste yourself, it tastes different than a guy's cum. Yes. So I could understand why men wouldn't want to taste themselves. But if you never tasted yourself, how do you know what right. that tastes like?
I would think a guy would be curious what he tastes like.
I feel like this. I feel like a curiosity kills the cat, man. Guys, don't taste it.
Don't taste your own cum.
I ain't even
unless
about
you're
that.
unless you're curious.
What about morning breath?
Morning breath?
Yeah, like you wake up in the morning, she hasn't brushed her teeth.
Oh no! Nah, give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sweet.
Like you're not in love if you don't kiss your.
Yeah,
your,
of course.
Yeah, I think if you with somebody that like has a super unhealthy lifestyle. Then they'll have like a really bad breath. Like somebody that doesn't eat right. well and doesn't mm-hmm. take care of themselves will have like a
and their
really nasty
bad
breath.
Too.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you eat healthy, you just have a little morning breath. It's not.
Exactly.
It's
and if you do the right thing and brush your teeth before you go to sleep, the breath isn't that bad in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you're really in love, you kiss your person. When
and you don't even
up.
Smell it.
Yeah. You don't smell it.
You're
you
immune.
Love it. Like you're like making out with their nose and they're like, oh, this smells good.
Now, what about if you come in your woman? Right, and then you guys go again. Like, say you take a nap, she just lays there, she falls asleep, y'all pass out because you good
before.
Sex, right? And then you wake up and you have sex again. Can you eat her out?
Oh shit, nah.
I done think it you though. Could.
Damn, I think I probably. I
think I
crazy.
Have.
I think you
that's
could,
crazy.
But you just have to focus your mouth on the clit.
Yeah,
you know?
On the clit.
Like,
that's
don't
it.
Drink
yeah,
from still. The hole.
But you
that's
said
still.
If
what I mean?
You said if you came in her, right?
Yeah, came.
Yeah.
In.
Oh, yeah.
You might not taste it on
yeah.
the outside.
No,
if you
no,
came
I,
in
the
her,
clit, you could focus on the clit. Just don't, yeah. you know, don't go in the
yeah,
hole.
Yeah, don't put
just
your tongue in the hole.
Stay at
it's
the top, baby.
You had some swimmers. You know what I was reading? This is interesting. I was reading about oysters, like people who eat oysters. Did you know that oysters are alive? When you get them in the
really?
In the shell.
Oh wow.
And you know what they said? So when people eat oysters, they're alive. So and you know when they die when you pull them off the shell.
Oh wow. I feel so bad.
Because they said it would be a lot of bacteria. I just read that today. I don't even eat seafood, but I just thought it was
yeah. I eat oysters all the time. That just
You said it'll be a lot of bacteria.
I'm such a murderer.
You said I'm a murderer.
Oh my God.
They said that if you eat the oysters, if they were to be dead already, there would be too much bacteria and you wouldn't even be able to eat it. It would be harmful. But when you have oysters, they're alive and then you pull them off the thing and you kill them.
Oh, R.I.P. Poor things.
I just thought I put it out there because it was something that was interesting to me.
And
right.
then, you know, that's so vicious because the way I stab the oyster when I'm taking it off the shell, because you know that little sticky piece that's stuck on a shell, you like stab it with a little fork to take Ooh. It off.
She yeah. killed it. It's done.
Like, right, I'm just thinking about the Little Mermaid and all the sea creatures.
Okay, they're not mermaids. Mermaids don't even exist.
But you never see their all characters in the movie. Did you see it? Under the Sea? You never saw it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's the last question from the email. What's better, dating someone who you have a genuine connection with that doesn't treat you poorly but doesn't necessarily treat you the way you've always dreamt of being treated, or dating someone who treats you how you always wanted to be treated but you have no connection with, like, as far as no passion?
No, I'd rather...
The first one.
The first
yeah.
one. Mm-hmm.
So they don't treat you as well as you wanted to and it's not what you dreamed of, but you have a connection.
Yeah, you guys are friends.
Sometimes in relationships, what you dream of is not necessarily what you need
what God wants for you.
Exactly. Or what ends up working. I feel like if they treat you well, you can work towards, you know, having greater times. Mm-hmm. But if you just have someone that you have no connection to, that shit's just gonna die out. If someone already treats you well and you have a good connection, you can only grow from there. Yeah. But if you don't have connection, that shit's not going nowhere.
Right. You know how many times we've tried to date somebody that would be good for us? Like, okay, I have to date this person. They'd be good. It's great on paper, you know, but.
Yeah. Or even like this person looks good and the sex is good, but. No connection. They're boring.
This person looks good and the sex is good, but they're dumb.
Yeah.
I like the passionate connection with the mm-hmm. person. Like, I can look into your eyes, you look into my eyes, and you know mad love mm-hmm. is in the air, the passionate.
Yeah, because you could build that and it grows.
Right. And you can always, I always feel like, I know they say you can't change people, but I always feel like you can teach somebody how to treat you.
Right.
Cause I do feel like guys sometimes just don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, my girl told me how to treat like mm-hmm. certain things,
or they're used to something else,
right? Like, you know how many guys out there have never been in a relationship with a girl has demanded like certain things from right. them?
Right. I demand what? Shit.
Right. Fat boy, what happened?
She demand a lot.
Like what? What's demanding a lot?
A lot.
Like what?
Everything.
What's everything?
It's I don't know.
Because even just listening to you talk, I feel like. There's a lot of things that you don't want her to do that you feel like you can do as a man.
Yeah. So that's because I wear the pants. You see these on? I wear these.
You wear the sweatpants.
Yeah, the sweatpants. I wear these.
All right, but like, what are some things that you learned?
For instance? I learned how to, like, you know what I mean, be a little more caring. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Be a little more passionate. Mm-hmm. Spend more time, but you know, like, I gotta go get the bag. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't get
but
mad.
But she's involved in that now too.
Yeah, right. She's involved in that now. But it's some things where you still can't, where she can't tap in, where I have to go bust that move to get that bag. You can't be mad. It's like when I go bust that move, you still mad that I'm going to get that bag. You can't do that.
I think sometimes as women, that's just how we are sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Yeah. It's just how we are. But I think if you're doing good in all other areas, that's what matters.
And right. Let's keep it real. If she didn't care at all, you'd probably be like, damn, why is she not concerned?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're 100%
right. If she wasn't demanding of certain things and she just didn't give a fuck, then the relationship wouldn't be what it
you
was.
You'd probably be looking at her like, what is she doing? Is she not concerned about what
I'd be mad. Because it'd be times where my girl would call my phone off the hook, right? She'd call my phone off the hook.
Are you so, like, she calling again?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, man, she called me bad.
But you love it.
But then soon she don't call, I'm like, yo, why she ain't
where's she
me,
at? Like, what is she doing?
What's like, she don't answer. I'm like, nah, I ain't playing.
Right. Then they get mad.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes as women, we got to show you what you do to us and do it back to you. Exactly. So you see what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what she be saying.
Because sometimes that's the only way a man could see, like, you can't do that shit. Yeah. Because, let me show you.
Right.
Let me show you how that feels.
Nah, don't do that to me because you don't know what I was doing in the time when you was calling me. I probably was getting the
but
bag.
But it's not even about a phone call.
To pay off the car note or something or pay off that phone bill. So don't get mad at me.
But I don't think it's only with a phone call when it comes to like what Angie just said. I think it's just generally just even like how you treating a woman, like you see how she taught you how to be more caring and spending more time with her. There's a lot of guys that are used to women that don't necessarily care or ask for those things, so when they have a serious relationship with someone that genuinely loves them, they're not going above and beyond to make it work. You know what I mean? So sometimes a woman gotta act like she don't give a fuck in order for you to be like, yo, what's up? Like,
sometimes you date a guy and you're like, who the fuck did you date before me that you don't know how to do?
That's how I feel. Exactly. That's how I currently
things.
Feel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you walk on the outside when you walk with your lady?
I walk on the outside. The car. I guess. I don't know why I walk that. I know. I just walk on the. I got a back. If something happens, I got a back.
Do you open the door? Like, are you conscious of things like that? Like, oh, I got to open the door for her.
Yeah.
She said no.
Sometimes my mom be roaming. My mom be everywhere.
Because
like,
I feel like it should be a reflex.
Yeah.
When you have somebody,
yeah, I
like
do that,
it should be a reflex. Like, I walk on the outside, I open the door for you.
Yeah.
I
do that.
I carry your bags.
How about pulling out a chair?
Because worse when you carrying mad bags and he's just chilling.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, you don't see.
Yeah. At the end of it, she got to put her best foot forward too to help me too. Can't do me.
Hey, we were just talking about you here now. You know, she's not here, so
can't be carrying all the bag.
Oh, you said you can't be?
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to at least carry the light bag.
Of course.
Great. Like, no, when you with your man. And
you carry the light ones.
50-50.
I carry the heavy ones.
Yeah. The light ones are for the girls.
I gotta carry every bag you just walk.
Hey, I will roll. I should be able to roll the bag and you carry them. You know, you always talking about getting the bag. carry them too.
That reminds me of
I'm carrying a heavy one though.
That reminds me of something interesting that I saw on Instagram. This DJ posted a video with his girl, and they were in the car and they were going back and forth
about paying the rent.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
We talked about this.
Should a woman?
Oh yeah, yeah. We spoke about that.
Or should a man pay the whole rent?
Because she was like, "You're the provider. You should pay the rent." And he's like, "But sometimes
people get so mad about this."
Yeah,
yeah. Because we had a whole discussion about this before.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, you know,
with 3D. That's
what was the question that on the last episode when we talked about that? You said if the bills are $3,500 or something like that, how much he should spend? How much he should pay on the bills?
Who should pay what?
I just feel like this, you know. I feel like if you live with a man, if I'm going to live with a man, he should be paying the bills. I could pay my phone bill. I can pay for my child because we don't have a child together, so I should pay for my own kid. And, you know, I'll pay my maintenance, my hair, my nails, my wax.
The man of the relationship was a,
but I feel like he should be paying the rent. He should pay the car note.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay the rent, the phone bill. They supposed to do the light things like make sure the house clean.
Exactly. I'm cleaning. I'm cooking. You know what I mean? I'm taking care of you. I'm running your bath, baby. I'm doing everything for you.
What if she makes more than you?
Oh,
that's another story.
It's cool, you know what I mean? It's cool. We got more leeway. That's cool. I want to see my girl make more than me.
Will you clean the house?
Yeah, I clean the house too.
Okay,
but then with that,
I'm gonna be going to get the bag too.
If I make more than my man, he's cooking, he's cleaning, he's doing everything.
But he's the housewife.
Exactly. Now you the wife. I wear the pants like he said. This time I'm wearing the sweatpants.
Right.
All
right.
But would that be a problem though, as far as like, I make more than you, but you're the man. You're supposed to be the provider. Get out there and do your shit. You know what I mean?
Because
it'll still be an issue for some people.
But I like to see my woman like that. If she make more, that means she doing something. You know what I mean? That means she popping.
I probably make more than everybody I ever dated.
Right. I was just going to say, I'm sure you've dealt with this.
I've been popping for years.
I have too. I'm not going to lie.
On the humble stunt.
Humble brag.
Humble stunt. But what do you feel about that?
But I work hard.
Yeah.
I feel like this. I take care of my own business. Like, I got my house. I pay my mortgage. My whole life, even when I wasn't making a lot of money, I never had anybody give me money for my bills. I've always felt like it's my responsibility.
To handle yours.
It'd be nice if somebody could be like, okay, I can help you. And I don't need it now. Like, I can handle all of that on my own. I buy all my own.
But you were
shit.
Never living with a guy.
I lived with somebody for like 2 months. It didn't go well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Didn't go well. The police came. But anyway. So I do feel like if I lived with somebody now, I would like for us to split the bills.
Yes.
I also never want to feel like you're living off of me.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So for me, I don't mind taking care of my stuff. And I also am like very generous. Like if I feel like, because I shop a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if I buy myself something and I'm out, I'll buy my man something too. Yeah. I think that's the right thing.
I'm the same. Yeah. Exactly.
And I just enjoy doing it.
We were just talking about how much of a sugar mama I am. I like buying
Listen, I buy shit for my friends if I'm out.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh my God, this would be so cute for, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely me. I feel like I agree with that whole 50-50 mm-hmm. thing. I'm very generous.
Nah, my woman,
I
don't, my girl, she gonna be in the house cleaning it. I'm bringing on. I'm paying everything.
See, me, I wouldn't want to just like be a housewife cleaning. Like, I want to work too, but of course I'm gonna have the house clean and cook for you. But I've always been a generous person, kind of like you. I've always paid for my own shit. I've never like begged or asked the guy for anything. I felt like having my own shit helps me feel secure because I don't gotta rely on you or wait for you. Mm-hmm. So that also has helped me be generous in a sense of, if me and my man are out, like, I don't mind footing the bill. Let me treat you, babe.
I'll be like, yo, I got this.
Yeah, let me treat you. Like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like it shouldn't always be the man. Yeah, like the man is the provider.
But it shouldn't always
it's good
be
to,
me either.
Right. It's good to cater to your man. I'll foot the bill.
No,
like, I'll help
you. Work, fat boy?
No. Nah. Yeah, I'm saying she can help me, assist me. She can be my assistant.
But what if he's like, nah, I need to get out there and make my own
I'm
money.
Saying, hey, if you're going to do that, I'm going to be mad. But if you're going to do that, I can't.
But like, mad why? But mad why? Because she should kind of feel like she has her own.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm saying, I don't know. It's just me. Like, I just don't want to see
I just
work.
Feel like this, you know, whether I work or not, I'm going to cook and clean in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just something
I'm going to do it whether you're there
I'm
or not.
I'm going to do it regardless. You know, so if I'm living with somebody and he's a millionaire, he's richer than me, much richer than me, I don't feel like I should be paying
of
bills.
Of course, that's
but
a given.
But I dated guys, and you know, and I like dating manly men. I don't like dating soft guys. I like dating alpha males.
Except
you know?
For that guy with the three fingers in the butt.
I mean, we were very serious. I'm talking about serious relationships. I was only with him a few times. Good times, though. Just a few. But anyway, he, you know, I dated somebody and I was making more money than him. And like I said, he was the alpha male and he couldn't really handle that. So I found us arguing all the time. And I felt like he was trying to bring me down to his level, you know, because I was doing so well and he was doing so bad. And it was just like we just would fight about it all the time.
Because it's hard on a guy's ego.
Yeah. Exactly. Like it's I could tell it was killing
his ego.
Your
girl was making more than you, paying the bills. You be feeling like,
and I would even hide some of the money that I was bringing him because I didn't want him to feel like I was, you know, making so much more than him. And he would find out, and he would get upset that I was hiding money from him.
Because for men and for women, we should never throw it in somebody else's face.
Yeah. Right. That's how I feel for too. Sure. Cause, right. And I'm sure. All about, you know, making my man feel like he is that nigga. You know, for like sure. My man is like even if my man is at the flyest, the richest, I want him to feel like he's the flyest. I want him to feel like he's the richest. I want him to feel like he is just the best ever.
Right.
So it's kind of hard when you're doing so much better than somebody and still trying to make them feel like, hey, you know, I was still trying to encourage him. Like, like together we can do this. Together we could do that.
That's the key.
And he's
though.
More like, nah, fuck that. I want to do it on my own. I don't want your help.
That's the key, though, is like helping each other build into something bigger, you know, because you both going to have insecurities and things you got to work on and, you know, help each other and don't
but
throw it in each other's face.
Alpha males aren't like that. Alpha males want to do it on their own. They want to do better than their girl. They can't handle being with a successful
girl. Yeah, some
girl.
Guys don't want you to work because they want to control you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nah, bitch. Because when I was broke, I'm still broke, baby. I'm still broke.
No, I don't know. You got new sneakers.
Nah,
Jordans.
I still broke, baby. But when I was broke, I'm still broke. No, you know what I mean?
No, when you were broke.
When I was broke.
Yeah, I'm doing better broke. Now.
I'm still broke, you know what I mean? But my girl was paying for the bill, like the
there
food,
you go. That's
the
love.
Food bills and all that.
Oh, and that's because you see the bigger picture.
That's another thing I don't think is bad for a woman to provide, even if she's with a man who's much more successful than she is. I think it's good for the woman to go and buy food because it's the food you're going to cook. You should buy what you want.
How did that make you feel when she had to pay all the bills? Did you feel like, did it feel crazy to you?
Yeah, I just like, damn.
But it made you work harder.
Yeah, it made me work harder. That's why, you know what I mean? It just made me go harder. Now every time it's me, I'll pay for it.
I think once you have that, once you have an understanding, it's cool. Like if she know, like Drake said, you knew what it was when you signed up. So like if you know your man doesn't have that much money, but he's working towards it, and you know, you gotta help him out. But I feel like if you know your man ain't shit and he's just being lazy and then you supporting him, that's a different story.
Right.
But if you know your man don't got it right now and you know, you got to help him build that, then do what you got to do. Don't throw it in his face.
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, Fatboy, why don't you, because I know we got to get out of here. Why don't you promote everything you got to promote? Because, you know, we all follow you, so.
Okay, you just follow my Instagram, Fatboy_SSE. You will see more, because I got a segment that I put on my Instagram now. It's called Couples Vent. With me and my shorty.
Yes.
So
you know what? Next time you guys gotta do it together. Cause I didn't know she was coming, or we would've played some really fun games.
Yeah, of course. We got to ASAP. But yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Fatboy_SSE. And you can follow me on Twitter, Fatboy_SSE, YouTube, same thing. You know,
maybe we'll
mean?
Have her up here without you one day.
Huh?
He said, huh?
He said no.
Yeah, cause now she's feeling herself because she just hit the 100K on Instagram. You know,
we gonna have her up here as a co-host 100K, one day.
So she like she feeling herself.
Because there's a lot of things that you said I think she didn't agree with.
I'm saying, yeah, there's a lot of shit she said I didn't agree with.
From a woman's perspective.
All right, well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all
for
having me.
It was some good talk. Yeah, hopefully you try some new things at home now, too.
Yeah, I ain't trying no cold lunch or that.
No cold lunch.
Only hot lunches.
Or the other one. What's the other one? Frozen.
The Klondike.
Yeah, I ain't doing the Klondike. I eat Klondike bars. I ain't doing all that.
Not that kind. Okay.
Thanks again to Third Love for supporting this week's episode. Third Love uses real women's measurements to create bras that fit better, available in sizes AA through G, which is a huge deal, as well as exclusive half cup sizes.
Try one of Third Love's 24/7 bras free for 30 days. If it's not your new favorite, return or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/lipservice now and try Third Love free for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/lipservice.